coming up, when a tree falls in the city, will it turn into a chair? Have a seat. We meet the tree saver of New Jersey. But first, this environmental health note from Diane Toomey.
Studies show that eating a diet high in fruits may reduce the risk of stroke, the third leading cause of death in the U.S. The antioxidants contained in fruit, such as vitamin C, may be responsible for that protective effect. Now, a study out of the Netherlands lends weight to the potential benefits of vitamin C. Researchers there followed more than 5,000 people over age 55 for about 6.5 years. The study subjects kept logs of both their diets and any vitamins or other supplements they took. The researchers found people who ate the highest amount of vitamin C, more than 133 milligrams each day, were 30% less likely to have a stroke compared to people who consumed the lowest amount of vitamin C, less than 95 milligrams. This protective effect was even greater for smokers. Smokers with diets high in vitamin C were more than 70% less likely to have a stroke than smokers who consumed small amounts. The study also found that taking antioxidant supplements didn't seem to protect against stroke at all. But they add, this doesn't mean supplements aren't effective. That's because the people who took supplements may have been at greater risk for a stroke to begin with. And taking supplements is also generally a short-term habit as opposed to a daily healthy diet. That's this week's Health Note. I'm Diane Toomey.
And you're listening to Living on Earth.